It's now 28 minutes before 11 o'clock. Thank you for being with us. I hope you, we get lots of emails and notes every week about the way we approach things and the diversity we try to have Saturday mornings. And one of the things we like to do every month is work with Big Brothers Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh and honor a pair of people who are spending time together creating family. And today we are joined by Jenny Morgan and her little sister Emily. And I'll say hello to Jenny. First, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you for being here with us today. Tell me a little bit about yourself, where you're from and what you do and all those things. You're relatively new to Pittsburgh, right?
Yes, yes. I moved here 2 years ago. I work in Cranberry, originally from York, Pennsylvania. So my family still lives there. My fiance and I just bought a house last June in Beaver County. So we're enjoying that. I work with Crabell Plastics. It's a plastics distribution company based out of Buffalo, but I work here in a local office.
My wife is from Beaver County.
Oh, so, okay.
You're in a good area.
Yeah, it's nice.
And it's great to have you here. What got you interested in the Big Brothers Big Sisters program?
I had done a lot of community service involvement when I was in high school and college. But when you have a lot of extracurricular things, your schedule gets to be kind of hectic, and it's hard to find time to really devote to something. So once I got to a place in my life where I had a pretty consistent schedule with working full-time and having my weekends available, I decided that it was something I've always wanted to do, and I just finally went and did it.
Well, that's great. And Emily, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Good.
I'm glad you're here. How old are you?
13.
And what community do you live in? You're in Moon Township, so you guys aren't too far apart. Can you tell me who else is in your family?
I live with my mom and my two sisters.
And what are your sisters' names?
Ashley and Sarah.
Are they younger?
Older.
Well, it's terrific to have you here. How long have you and Emily been sisters? I'm sorry, you and Jenny. you're Emily. How long have you been your own sister? How long have you and Jenny been sisters?
We've been together since April.
So that's coming up on a year now. Mm-hmm. That's exciting.
Yeah.
What kinds of things do you like to do together?
We like to go to her house and play Wii, or we go to the mall, or we go to her house and we have dinner, and it's just really fun.
That's nice. Do you like to cook?
Yeah.
What do you cook?
Well, I was on the phone one day, and Jenny was telling me how to make macaroni and cheese.
By remote control, she's telling you how to do it by phone.
Yeah.
Now, that would be difficult. So it's like,
I had to talk her through it.
So you start boiling the water, and then you've got like 10 minutes where you just have to gab or something until it's ready.
Yeah.
That's actually a nice way to plan out a phone conversation. My recipe for macaroni and cheese would be open can.
Yep.
You know, and heat microwave or take it out of the freezer. How'd it come out?
Good.
That's good. Do you remember, like, some other fun things you've done together, or what's some of the really cool things that stand out?
We went to a hockey game.
Wow.
We went to Sandcastle, and we go golfing, and we went bowling.
Well, that's pretty cool. How was bowling? I hear Jenny laughing at that.
Good.
It worked out. Who won?
I don't remember.
Probably doesn't really matter.
It might have been Emily.
Bowling's a lot of fun. What difference has Jenny made? Is she your first big sister?
No, I had one when I lived in Evans City.
You lived in Evans City?
Yeah.
I know Evans City very, very well. I used to work at a plant, spend a little bit of time at a plant in Calgary, which is close to Evans City. And yeah, I'll bet you know Mars pretty well, too.
Yeah.
Have you been to Susie Q's for breakfast in Mars?
I don't think I have.
That's right on the main street in Mars. How about good old Uncle Bob's? That's another restaurant.
I'm not sure. I don't think I have.
Yeah, that's we're going back a little ways anyway. So you had another big sister then.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about what it's like to have Jenny in your life.
It's actually pretty fun. I have someone there to talk to if I have any problems.
That's great.
Yeah.
And what kind of stuff do you talk about sometimes? Not getting
school.
Too personal.
We usually talk about school. We talk about what we've done last week and
the new boy of the week.
Oh my.
There's typically a new one. So I can be assured that when we talk, where there's going to be a new one, I can hear all about him.
You want me to leave the room here? So there's a new boy every week, huh?
Not every week.
We have a reputation to uphold here, Jenny. Well, that's a good thing. And now you're engaged, did you
I
mention?
Am, yep.
So there isn't a new boy every week for
no,
you.
No.
When's your wedding? Do you have a date?
We do, actually. We're signing our contract later today, actually, with the Feds. So we're doing that, and our date we set is February 4th of 2012. So we have a little while.
You've got a long time for planning.
You need it, though.
Well, that'll be fun. Has she been planning her wedding, Emily? Has she been, like, reading all the magazines and everything?
Probably.
You think? Now, what kind of stuff do you like to do, just in general, with or without Jenny? What do you enjoy doing?
Usually hang out at my house, hanging out with my sisters.
Yeah, do you like to read or play sports or anything?
Usually I go outside and play cheerleading with my friends.
Oh, that's cool. That sounds kind of nice. And I know you're homeschooled. We were talking about that off the air. What are you doing now in school, like in math? What are you learning?
Algebra.
Oh, I could tell by the way you said that it may be algebra. Now, Jenny, probably because off the air I learned that she has works in computer science. She probably has a lot of math skills. Is she able to help you with that? What's your favorite subject?
Reading probably.
Next question. You mentioned golf. Are you playing like par 3 or miniature or real golf?
Miniature.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't even venture into that other stuff. We do on Wii, but in real life we stick to the mini golf.
I don't have a Wii. I keep thinking I might need to get one because there's just so many different things you can do. Have you thought at all about what you might want to be when you get older?
A nurse.
Oh, my wife's a nurse. And what made you think of that?
I just like to help people out when they need help.
Well, that explains you two have a lot in common because Jenny was talking before about how much she believes in public service and in helping other people. Jenny, what surprised you most about being a big sister to Emily?
I guess, you know, you worry when you first... when you first join the program, I guess the worry comes later when they say, we found a match for you, and this is her name, and here's what, you know, we know about her. But then when you actually meet face-to-face, you're concerned that, what if we don't hit it off, and all of these other things. And to be honest, the very first time that Emily and I met, I don't know. It was really, it sounds corny and cheesy, but it was really special. And I can't believe in only a year, like, how close we've become and how she's really just become part of my life. And so I love her. I do. cheesy,
nice.
Cheesy. Aw.
It's okay to be cheesy. I can tell she loves you, too, when those boys aren't knocking down her door
exactly.
All the time.
I'll be second fiddle.
And how do you two keep in touch? Do you talk just about every day?
No, we don't really talk every day. Probably once a week we talk, mm-hmm. and then we normally see each other once a week as well. If we can't, normally every 2 weeks we at least see each other. And then if things come up in between, we'll talk or we'll make plans. Or if Emily has something that she wants to tell me about, she'll call or she'll text because that's the cool thing, to text. So that's, I mean, we keep fairly in touch pretty often.
And that's a good basis for a relationship. You can actually have a great relationship just keeping in touch once every couple of weeks or so, because it's good quality time when you're actually together. And I think a lot of folks don't realize that being a big brother or a big sister, the commitment, it's not as if you're suddenly becoming, you know, a 24/7 person. I'm sure you're thinking about Emily quite a lot, but you've been able to incorporate the new routines you have into your own routines. Sandra Aretano is here with us. I said that. Do a lot of people say your name with a question mark, Sandra Aretano?
Yes, right, exactly.
Is here.
Yes.
And Sandra is with Big Brothers, Big Sisters. And is there anything else that you would like to add about either this particular pair or just in general the program?
Yes. I would like to, first of all, congratulate Emily and Jenny on their almost year together. They've been a great match, and I think largely in part due to their consistency with seeing each other and keeping in touch through phone calls and texting in between their outings. So I think that's gone a really long way in you know, helping them develop the successful match that they do have. So it's really been a pleasure serving their match. And that's really the key ingredient to all our matches is consistency. And I think Jenny has perfected that, and Emily. So that's really great. And I did want to say, too, if anyone is interested in our program and finding more out about it, they can call our Big Brothers Big Sisters office at 412-363-6100. And I'd like to thank you, too, Larry, for showcasing our matches each month.
Oh,
it's great that people can get a close-up of some of our matches.
Thanks. And that's thank you. That's just a small effort on our part. 412-363-6100 or bbbspittsburgh.org, as in Big Brothers Big Sisters Pittsburgh.org. Anything else you were thinking of saying, Emily, or that you wanted to pass along?
No, not right now.
How about you, Jenny?
You know, the one thing that I do want to say that I guess was something that it's just a good feeling is, you know, you watch the news and you hear a lot of bad things on the news, and you have a random good things thrown in here and there. But when you become part of the Big Brother, Big Sister program and you go to, they host events typically once a quarter. And when you go to these events and you see all the people that come out and donate their time and how the kids interact with them, it's really an amazing thing. It's just you don't see that every day. So I'm not like here on to promote, but at the same time, if you were thinking about it, I would absolutely tell you that it's worth it to give it a shot.
That's good that you say that. And the number, again, is 412-363-6100. I have a pass for the museum for
you,
which you can use today here at the Children's Museum, or you can come back and use it another day, but you can take that upstairs to get a wristband and enjoy the rest of your day here. And thank you to both of you very much. All three of you, for being here today. And again, the number at Big Brothers Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh is 412-363-6100. Sandra, who's in greatest need now? Is it guys looking for guys?
Or? We always need men for to be volunteers. Yeah, we have a lot of little boys who are waiting. So, yeah, absolutely.
And if there is somebody in your family or somebody you know of who you think would benefit from having a big brother or big sister, that's the same number to call too. And although you just heard about a waiting list, I'm sure that you'll be taken care of and there's resources available for you. 412-363-6100. Emily, thank you.
You're welcome.
I hope you two have a great rest of the day. Thanks to you too, Jenny.
Thank you.